Yeah, hi, this is billing department. How can I help you?
Yes, I received a bill for my husband for a drug test, multiple drug tests.
Okay.
Over $2,000 worth of drug tests. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really curious as to what y'all were drug testing him for, because he's not on drugs.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. Let me just transfer this call to the respective person who can help you in this, okay?
Okay.
All right, just hold on for a second.
Okay.
Billing office, how can I help you?
Yes, I received a bill for my husband, and y'all billed for a drug test.
Can I get the doctor's name?
V-A-T-T-A-M is
okay.
The last name. I'm
gotcha. Dr. Srinidhavatam. I got you. Just give me a moment. Let me pull up the system.
Do what?
Can I place a call on hold for a few seconds? I'm trying to pull up the system. I just need to open the system and fetch your records. Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. Sorry to make you wait, ma'am. Just system just shut down, and I just restarted it. By the medium, can I get your name and date of birth so that I can pull up the records of the patient?
His date of birth is 7/4/1960. His name is David Felt.
David Felt?
Correct.
Okay, let me check his balance.
No, I want to know why y'all billed for a drug test when he's never taken a drug in his life, and y'all tested for multiple, up to 22 or more, and he doesn't have any signs of it. It didn't pop in his urine or anything like that. So I'm just kind of curious as to why y'all tested him with $2,000 worth of drug tests. On March the 11th.
Okay. Can I place a call on for a few seconds? Let me check why this has been billed.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for being on hold. Ma'am, I just checked the records. The concern what here we are facing, facing in the statement is that you had the urine drug test, and based on the urine drug test, the doctor further examines whether the metabolism and all the further or any issues the patient is facing in the body, that its analysis are done based on the urine sample. So for that, a further test is performed. That's the reason, ma'am, this CPT has been built.
Okay, but he has never had any drugs in his body. He don't even take pain pills. So why are they running this test?
I understand that he has not had any drug, but it's based on the outcome of it. It's a part of the urine drug. Just give me a moment, see, listen. I will explain it to you.
It just seems like it's excessive.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just giving the call to the technical person. He will explain you in detail, ma'am. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Hang on.
Hello?
Yeah, may I know your concern?
Okay. So my husband, he takes medications like normal old people does. He don't take any kind of painkillers. He barely takes a baby aspirin. So I don't understand why they... did $2,000 worth of tests.
Yeah, just a minute. So patient is not having any medications?
Do what?
For the pain.
He has gabapentin. That's it.
Yes. So.
And that's for neuropathy.
So the office will be providing pains or other medications as an orang drug or as a therapeutic drug to the patients, to your husband, right? So it's mandatory.
I'm sorry, your accent is so strong I can't understand. Can you repeat that?
Sorry?
Your accent is so strong I can't understand what you're saying. Can you say that again?
Yeah. So your patient is having medication for the pain?
No.
Oh, no. So
that's why I don't understand why they did a drug test.
Yeah. So
they didn't give him any medications for his pain at all.
Yeah, so I am explaining you. The reason is for the pain providers, it is mandatory to evaluate the urine sample in case if patient is suffering from any type of pain, right? So there is metabolic change in the body. So to define that if any changes that can harm to the patient can be examined by the urine analysis test. So initially, doctor is performing any presumptive test. And later on, if any positive reason found, they are defining with the confirmatory test with the analysis.
Okay. So what this was he went in with back pain, severe back pain. They gave him medication for back pain,
mm-hmm.
but it ended up being his kidneys, which the pain meds exemplified like 9 times. Because when you have kidney stones, the pain pills stay in your system longer. So he wasn't taking pills before. They gave him pills. So this seems like y'all are just trying to bilk Medicare for more pill for more money because he didn't need this test.
Yeah, it's just for the confirmation to the provider that patient is having no any harmful effect with the medication. The patient is taking only the calcium medication, you mean to say?
Okay. Well, I work with the Medicare, the senior Medicare patrol. I'll just let them deal with this because we are definitely on two different pages. Thank you, though.